Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I have been with Zach Ruwink for the first hour, and he's sticking around for the second hour. We were texting yesterday, you said, wait, we're talking for 2 hours. How are you holding up? How's your stamina so far?
Good. So far, so good. But 2 hours, I was like, man, we're gonna cover the planet.
And that, yes, it is. It goes by fast, though. I've found that it's yet to have a day. Granted, it's only been a month, but it's yet to be a day that feels like, oh God, I ran out of things to talk about. What do we do now?
I had a monthly show on WFHR.
You did? Mayor. I remember that.
Yeah, so that's an hour long. I mean, we found plenty of things to talk about every month, so it kind of brings me back.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. I know my dad went in and talked like once a week about like finance and stuff. Was it WFHR? Mm-hmm. Okay, was it the same station? There you go.
Yep.
That's so funny.
It's Peter Bry.
Shout out to Peter Bry. All right. Okay. So I found this is a big Reddit day, but I found this pop up, and I actually feel like it's not enough of an extreme. But someone tweeted this out? Would you rather cut grass in 100 degrees or shovel snow in 30 degrees?
Cut grass any day.
Cut grass in 100 degrees. Jane, what's yours?
Yeah, any day.
No, I'd shovel.
Shovel snow in 30 degrees. I feel like 30 degrees. I feel like 30 degrees is too high. Like 100 degrees is pretty hot. And like 30 degrees, I feel like for winter in Wisconsin is still.
That's spring.
It's pretty warm.
That's spring like.
I feel like the better comparison is would you rather cut grass in 100 degrees or shovel snow in 10 degrees? Shovel, not snow blow.
Okay, you have to shovel.
Yeah.
Can I use a riding lawnmower? Is it a push?
danger, lady.
Now I'm gonna. We're gonna break it down a little more.
No, you have to push. It's shoveling or
no, then
push.
I, then
push
I'm,
mower.
Then,
still,
I'm, then still, I'm shoveling.
Is it because your lawn is bigger than your driveway?
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Zach?
So in Ryanair, I have an oversized driveway. So it's shoveling is a workout.
Okay.
In fact, I tell myself that's my motivation. It's like, okay, you don't have to go to the Y today. You can actually shovel, and that'll be your hour of workout. And like, but done.
Okay, so then you're more of a summer person.
Yeah.
Jane, are you more of summer or?
I mean, I love summer, but I like to be. If it's going to be that hot, then I want to be on a beach with an umbrella drink and a nice ocean breeze washing over
okay.
me. You know, Wisconsin summer is at 100 degrees when it's 80% humidity, and that does not make me happy.
All right. Well, then I have some other summer in Wisconsin, this or that for both of you. So, Jane, keep your mic nearby. All right. So, hike or kayak, Zach?
Ooh, kayak.
I would kayak.
All right. You know, I've never been kayaking.
You would love it.
What?
I've never been a kayak, and I'm kind of nervous to do it in the Milwaukee River because I feel like I'm going to be the jerk who falls into the Milwaukee River and is like, it's very sick.
I wouldn't use that as my
I wouldn't
my
start
first
there. I'd do it when I go to Rhinelander, like start kayaking.
Yeah,
I might have that might be my maiden voyage. All right.
Yeah, the headwaters of the Wisconsin River up here. And so that's another comparison between here and Wisconsin Rapids is where the headwaters up
here.
Oh,
there you go.
That's where part of the Wisconsin River. Yeah.
That's where they started with the timber, shipping it down to the paper mills. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next one. Beer or cider?
Beer.
Cider.
All right. Cheese curds or French
fries? I don't have a lot in common.
Cheese curds or French fries?
Oh, cheese curds. Any day. Or every day, let's just say.
See, again, now I'm going to be picky about what kind of cheese and who's making the cheese curds and what kind of fries are we talking about because I don't like the thick, too much potato fries, you know.
All right, your favorite cheese curds versus your favorite fries.
Okay, fries.
Your favorite fries, okay. Beach or pool?
Oh, beach, for sure.
I would go beach.
Beach. Beach at the riverfront? Beach at the lakefront?
I'd say Sandbar Beach.
Sandbar Beach, that's very specific.
Yeah.
Jane,
we have a great beach. We have a great city beach house just down the street from my house. Hodeg Park has got a wonderful beach.
All right.
I'll take any beach.
Any beach.
Any beach.
Ice cream or custard?
Culver's custard.
Definitely custard.
All right. Friday fish fry or Sunday brunch?
Man, you got me. You stumped me there. I don't. I'll take Sunday brunch.
I will also brunch because I do not like fish.
Really?
No.
At all?
No.
I, for a long time, it's not really, it can't be my fun fact anymore, but for when I first got back, my fun fact was that I had never gone to a Friday fish fry because my mother's allergic, like deathly allergic to fish.
Is
and so
she?
We didn't grow up doing that. And now I am marrying someone who literally, it's like Pavlov's dog. Like on Friday, he's like, I need a fish fry. And I'm like, okay.
Well, there we go. Well, there's a place here. I was going to say there's a place here in Rhinelander that that has Sunday brunch, obviously, but they've got bluegill on the menu for brunch. So you could definitely blend brunch and bluegill on Sunday.
What kind of, is that a whitefish? I'm not sure I've ever had a bluegill.
A little panfish.
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, this one's kind of the same as the other. Culver's versus Cops. But there's probably not a Cops up north.
There's
is
not.
There, what is the other custard spots, if any, besides Culver's up there?
Custard, just Culver's, but there's a great couple little ice cream shops that are, yeah, wonderful.
And I know I should know this, but isn't the basic difference between custard and ice cream just custard is even worse for you?
I think so. I mean, I know that...
Or creamy, yeah.
Yeah, I know the texture of it is that it's creamier. I don't know what the ingredients breakdown is and what the difference is, but I would imagine, I don't know, maybe it's more egg yolk?
I just think it's more caloric.
What's wrong
Which
with that?
Which is why it's better.
That's right. That's right. I say there's more cream in it. If there's more dairy in it, it's better.
All right. Well, that's all. I thought of that at the break of doing the this or that, but that was fun. Because there's no winners or losers. It's just...
Personal opinion.
Don't yuck my yum. Yeah, we like what we like. So as far as some shout outs to what was the place with the good brunch?
Dinky Diner.
Sneaky Diner?
The Dinky Diner. It's a little diner, yeah.
All right. What are some of the other like must go to restaurants?
Well, there's a ton of supper clubs. We hit the supper clubs, right? And those are wonderful. 151 is a great restaurant downtown, one of my favorites. But the supper clubs are too many to name because there are so many good ones.
All right.
That's a tough thing.
Too many to name. I'm trying to think of what...
But in coffee shops, I'll tell you, the one thing when I came up here to Grand Rapids, tons of coffee shops. And they're all wonderful. Yeah.
Do they brew their... I mean, do they, like... make their own coffee in-house and stuff?
I'm trying to think if any of them actually roast them.
Yeah.
Like from the ground up in Rapids, roasted theirs right in-house, right? But
I don't think
there's many, if any, that roast. But like, you know, one carries Colectivo, one carries Ruby. Yeah, they're all really good.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm continuing to grow my bucket list for once I finally make it up there. All right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we get back, I want to learn a little bit more about what... the kind of the political atmosphere is like in your neck of the woods. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bryan. We'll be back in a minute. But I'm a creep.